Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. The planned Wynn Resorts Casino in Everett has been hit with a major setback. State environmental officials are ordering the company to make more revisions to its environmental impact report before it gets an environmental permit. Wynn says the added requirements will push back the start of construction to sometime in 2018. Joining us to talk about this is Bruce Moll, the editor of Commonwealth Magazine. Thanks for joining us, Bruce.
Good to be here, Sharon.
What's going on here? Why is the state making Wynn go back over its environmental plans?
Just to give you a little background, there are three big issues that the state Secretary of Environmental Affairs cited in his letter. And those are that he thinks Wynn needs to provide an annual subsidy to the Orange Line of the T, because that's going to be impacted by this project. He thinks Wynn needs to do more work with Boston and the State Department of Transportation on traffic mitigation, particularly in Sullivan Square. And the third thing, this issue to get the entrance that Wynn wants to its casino, they purchased a few acres of land from the MBTA, which owns a property adjacent to the casino property. And the sale closed in February, and Wynn took title to the property. But apparently there's a state law that says in a situation like this, the property should not change hands until this environmental review is completed. Now, the state is objecting to the way this was done, the way the T did it, and in effect, the T violated the law. But my sense is it's not a huge issue because there are ways to deal with this. Basically, the state just wants to be able to review everything and uncover any problems with environmental mitigation involved with the transfer of the property. So Wynn has proposed putting the property in escrow until this process is done. The other possibility is that they could just reverse the transaction and that the Wynn would return the land to the T for the time being.
How likely do you think those solutions are to make sense?
The issue with traffic mitigation, I think, is the most problematic. State officials didn't get into detail about what they exactly want from Wynn and the city and the state, but they wanted a short-term solution to Sullivan Square and a long-term one. But when you have Boston, which is doing everything it can to block the Wynn Casino, they have to cooperate here. And I'm not sure that's going to work very well. So that's where the big delays could come.
Do you see a clear solution to what's described by many as a potential traffic nightmare?
Well, yeah, it's a big problem. The Wynn proposal right now makes a number of sort of short-term changes in that area with streets and flow of traffic to try and get cars diverted away from Sullivan Square. But no matter what they do, there's going to be increased traffic, I think, through that square because their casino is going to draw traffic. It's just going to happen. The problem is no one really has a great solution to the traffic issue there. There's no magic bullet, if you will. And the city now, a city of Boston, that is saying they want to turn it into a sort of pedestrian-friendly, low-traffic area. Even though they want to see greater development there, they don't want to see more traffic. So they're suggesting in their comments to the state on this environmental permit that they would like to see traffic go down, not up, which is a big problem for Wynn because this is a casino that's going to probably draw a lot of people. So, again, everybody has to sort of bend or compromise to make it work, and Boston hasn't shown much willingness to do that.
Bruce, thank you.
No problem.
Bruce Moll is the editor of Commonwealth Magazine. This is 90.9 WBUR.